Our locker room chats continuing here on 92.1 KMCA, now talking Centralia basketball, as we're joined now by girls head coach, that is Roger Holthaus, and we appreciate the time as always, Coach. And got a chance to step out of a TVL play on a Tuesday night this week, a road trip to Rock Creek, a team that was a top six team in Class 4A. You guys stay unbeaten. You get the win, 36-32, a gritty, kind of grinded out, low-scoring affair. How proud of you were, or how proud of the girls were you, getting that win and obviously showing some fight on the road?
I was excited. I mean, the effort was, I thought our effort was tremendous. You know, we had some girls in the game that played most of the game that were kind of sucking some air, and they was a physical team with some length to them, and I thought we fought defensively. I thought we played extremely well. Offensively, it was a grinder in offense, and we struggled most of the night offensively, but, you know, you got to credit Rock Creek for a lot of that. But extremely proud of the kids and the way they fought and faced a lot of adversity throughout the game, and to be able to, you know, to get the win, is I'm extremely proud of them.
Is there a team you can maybe compare that Rock Creek team to in the TVL, whether it's maybe what they do schematically, whether it's their size, athleticism? Do they remind you of a team maybe specifically in the TVL?
Oh, I would say, Brandon, they're very much to me like a Valley Heights, but, you know, the Youngerberg is, they ain't quite as physical as her, but they got two of them that that are pretty physical. The guard play is pretty good. About like Valley High, I would compare it to maybe a Valley Heights in our league.
Team still undefeated, you know, 13-0, number two in 1A D1. You know, how challenging is it again? And I think we've talked about this before. I mean, it's social media. These things get thrown around, so the girls are seeing these things probably for the most part. And just keeping their minds right, in the right direction, and focused on the task at hand. Do you feel like the girls have taken that and run with it pretty well?
It's not bad. You know, so I told them last night, you know, you're only as good as the next game you play in, and you can be undefeated, but you're gonna be stuck to the game you're playing that night. So you're only as good as your next game, so you gotta keep do what you do and play hard. Be you, don't be somebody you're not. We're not a flashy team. We just go out and we're going to try to outwork the teams we play, and that's kind of our mindset, or try to be our mindset.
Finally, Coach, you get Frankfurt on Friday, right back into TVL play. You get them at home. This is a good team, a solid team. You know, what's the scouting report looking like on Frankfurt? What kind of ball game can you expect Friday?
Well, I think it'll be a competitive one. It's a, number one, it's an in-district rival, so you can take all the records, throw them out the window. It makes really no difference. You know, they're going to play hard. Hopefully we play hard. We get after it. I know they're going to get after it. But when you're playing a rival game, you got to come ready to play. I don't care what records they have or what record we have. It's just what it is.
There it is, Roger Holthaus, Centralia girls basketball coach. Team coming off a nice win over Rock Creek on Tuesday. Still unbeaten at 13-0. They get Frankfurt on Friday. Pair of games, of course, girls and boys, you can hear on 92.1 KMZA. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you on Friday.
Thank you, Brandon.